Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to Behind the Business Scenes, presented by Amato Media, and your host, Ryan Amato.
Hey, we are back again, and today we're talking about the details. What do I mean by the details? Well, details come in all sorts of fashions for a contracting company. Details could be in the actual work that you perform. You know, if your details aren't good, your clients aren't probably going to be happy. Details can come in the work orders that you write, the estimates that you do. Details can come in all the work and the data entry that's done in the office. So details are number one for a contracting company. And what happens when the details just aren't there? So we've obviously experienced this.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
We've been in business now for 11 years. I've been in the painting industry for, almost 30 years, somewhere around there. Seems like a long time. But details are super duper important. If you're just going by every day, showing up to the job, you don't job cost anything, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know exactly what it costs you to actually do a job. And I'm not talking about how much paint you bought versus how much time you spent there and then what you charge the charge the customer, and you think what's left over is yours. It doesn't work that way in the real world. Don't forget about taxes. Don't forget about marketing. Don't forget about new tools, new equipment. So I want to go back to, you know, I'm going to run you through a typical job. So typical job, phone call comes in, details start right away. If you don't answer the phone correctly and take the details down, or maybe you're lucky enough to have an admin staff do it for you, or a secretary, or whoever answers your phone, a call center, this is your first opportunity to make sure the details are right. So listen, we use a CRM program that basically means all the customer info goes into this program: name, address, phone number, email, everything else that might be appropriate that we're tracking. And it all sounds so simple, but trust me, based off of our experience, it's not that simple. You know, maybe 1-2 phone calls a day, it's not a big deal. When you're getting 15-20 phone calls a day, plus trying to do a lot of your other work, you start missing some of those details. So if you think it's not a big deal, maybe it's not to you until your estimator is next. So here comes your estimator, pulls out his or her phone, trying to find the address, and it's, you know, 234 West Street. But really, it's 243 West Street. Do you know how many times I've ended up going to the wrong address because the details are not right? Now, I've been fortunate enough that I like to talk to people, so it wasn't a real big deal. I've actually got a job by doing that. But you don't want to show up at somebody's house uninvited. I know how I feel when somebody does it to me. You know, you get those people that are walking around trying to sell you. They want you to switch your electric company. They want to sell you lawn care or pesticide programs. I don't like it. So that's one actually reason that we don't do it. I know it's probably a good way to gather customers. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. But I just don't like it myself, so I wouldn't do that to my customers. So that's why those details are super duper important, because if not, you're going to be at the wrong house, doing the wrong type of job. You could be wasting your time. Maybe it's a customer you didn't even really need to go out to. Maybe they just had a question on the phone. They didn't need a site visit. Or it was something that you could price while you're on site. So, I mean, you don't want any of those surprises. What we do want to do is make sure that the details are good as an owner of a company, as a business person, as a leader. You have to make sure that everybody knows that details are number one. Details are going to run the company. If your details suck, your company's going to suck. Your jobs are going to suck because the painters don't have all the details to do the work. Your estimator's going to be estimating wrong because he or she doesn't have all the details to do the estimate correctly. And I know what happens. You go back and this is wrong, that's wrong, and everybody starts just kind of pointing the finger all over the place like a sign that has six different directions on it. It starts with the first person that answers that phone, and it really starts with the owner who has to really express his vision or her vision to details. So we start with a phone call. Well, obviously the details are important there. We're tracking everything, so as much as she can enter in our admin, she needs to. Now the estimator comes in. The estimator could be me. It could be another estimator. They do the estimate. They have to add their details in two places with us. So they have to add it into our estimating program, and then they have to go into the CRM program and add a deal. If they fail in those two areas, you're going to miss the chance to be able to track things, reports. It's not going to pop up on a report because it's not going to catch it in a filter. We'll explain that in another maybe a video, not a podcast. But simply being, we can run a filter off of an Excel spreadsheet type of deal, and it will filter out types of jobs. So whether we want to track interior residential painting, whether we want to track commercial exterior painting, we could track the estimator by his or her name.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We could track the city. If those things aren't added, we can't track anything. So it's vitally important that all these things are added in by the estimator in two different spots. Once that's done, the next person comes along, and it's typically somebody in our office who's going to be tracking all these things, and he's running reports, and hopefully the reports are right and the information's added in. But most of the time, that person who's running those reports has the experience enough to see that something's not right. Details are missed. So now we've missed it on that end. We've missed it on the admin end. The job starts. The painter, we print out the work order. Hopefully the details are right. You know, we don't want to paint Mrs. Smith's ceiling when we were only painting the walls. And you know, guys, if you're in the painting industry, you know what's happened. You've painted the wrong room. You painted the wrong surface. Hopefully you haven't painted the wrong house. I've done that with another company. It was not the painter's fault. It was lack of details from the field supervisor. And you think that they would stop you. It wasn't a house, it was a commercial project. So when you go to commercial projects and you travel around to big different stores, they don't know who's coming. You show up, you can paint a break room, and they have no idea. So that's what happened there. The painter shows up on the job. He or she has to have the details. You got to know what room you're painting. I mean, just imagine if you showed up on a job and you had no idea what the paint colors were. You had no idea what the sheen is, what shine you're going to use. And you have no idea what room you're going to paint. That sounds ridiculous, right? That's just the same as the admin not writing in the correct information. The estimator not writing in the correct information. These are all things we have to have. If not, you're just going to have chaos. So, and you know, we don't want chaos. It's scary. When we're, you know, doing a project, these aren't small projects. Our minimum price on a job is probably about $650. You know, for some people, that's not a cheap project for a homeowner. You don't want to mess it up. So details, details, details. The job's done now. We have processes and we have details. We want to send them a thank you note. If the information is not written incorrectly, there's no way for us to trigger that thank you note because we automated a lot. We automate a lot of things, so we want to make sure that everything's going out correctly. Once that's done, we want to add them into our mailing list. If the address, again, is not added incorrectly, they're not going to be in our mailing list. So, like, it all spirals downhill from the first person that makes that mistake and doesn't add the details in. So I'm urging you, everybody, if you're running a business, if you're the manager of an office, if you're an estimator, if you have any role in your company, just take the time to make sure your details are correct. You might be slow at first trying to make sure all your details are right, but it's better than being wrong and fast. Yes, we want to be fast. I'm always about being fast, but we also have to be right. So that's our tip from today. Make sure your details are good. They are super duper important to make any company run smooth. And that's it. So until next time, check us out. Check us out on TikTok now. We'll have some pretty great videos on there, YouTube, obviously, and all of our podcasts here. Have a great afternoon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to my podcast. If you're looking for social media content for your contracting business, painting contractors, carpenters, electricians, any type of contractor, please check us out on Instagram at Amato Media or check us out on LinkedIn. We can definitely help you all out. So have a great day.